Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raul Bro, and this is the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off with music from Taj Mahal. Here's Taj doing a Doc Pomus composition that Brooke Benton made famous many years ago. Taj Mahal with his rendition of Lonely Avenue.
Don't ever tie your man. Don't never sit around gossiping, explaining what your good man really can do. Now these women nowadays, they are not true blue. They will laugh in your face, then try to steal your man from you. Women, be wise, keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't be no fool. Don't advertise your man. What da da da? What da da? What da da da? What da da da? What da da do? What da da do? What da da da? What da do? Now these women nowadays, they ain't no good. They fools around with everybody in your neighborhood. Now women, be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't be no fool. Don't advertise your man. Now women, be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't never sit around, girls, explain all your secrets, telling folks what your good man really can do. For these women nowadays, no, they ain't no good. They will laugh in your face, then try to steal your man from you. Women, be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't be no.
Sippy Wallace. Sippy Wallace with Little Brother Montgomery on piano, recorded back in October of 1966. This was somewhat of a comeback album for Sippy. She had been one of the well-known women blues singers of the 1920s. It had some pretty significant recordings from 1923 to 1927, recorded with Louis Armstrong, Johnny Dodds, Sidney Bechet, Clarence Williams. She herself was a pretty decent pianist at the time. She hailed from Houston, Texas, as did her friend Victoria Spivey. Victoria ended up talking Sippy back into the blues in the 1960s. She had gotten out of them after suffering some tragic losses of brothers dying, husband dying, that sort of thing. But she kept her chops up as an organist and a vocalist in a church in Detroit for many years. Sippy Wallace. Sippy was preceded by Taj Mahal. We heard Taj from early 1990s, actually 1996, doing a rendition of the Doc Pomus composition, Lonely Avenue. We move on next here on the Blues Box to music from B.B. King. Here's B.B. King from 1970.
It ought to be all right with me. When I try to talk to you, baby, and to let you know just how I feel, you tell me if I don't like it, you know someone else will. Oh, but I done got wise to you, baby. You're not the only bird in the sky. Don't ask me no questions now, baby. And I won't tell you no lie, because I'd like to feel arms about me and lips close to mine. So I to beg you all the time.
Back soon. want to tell you something. I want to tell you about my baby. I want to tell you about my baby. Every time he walks, it's where you get your steak, potatoes, and peas.
Tony Lynn Washington here on KRVS. Real name, Dorothy Kearns, originally from North Carolina. She ended up moving to Boston with her family as a girl and ultimately was in a lot of different places, New Orleans, Pensacola, Hollywood, and finally back to the Boston area where she's been for some time. And she'd worked with all kinds of people over the years, Johnny Adams, Big Joe Turner, Bobby Blue Bland, and quite a number of others. Tony Lynn Washington, this from her disc, Blues at Midnight. Before hearing Tony Lynn, we heard B.B. King doing Ask Me No Questions from 1970. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to the composer of that last tune. Driving Wheel, of course, is a big blues standard, has been for decades, and it's almost always credited to Roosevelt Sykes, a fine pianist and all-around character. He had his first big hit in 1929 with the 44. He was in Chicago for a while, St. Louis, and moved to New Orleans back in 1954. Here's Roosevelt Sykes, recorded at a place called the Blind Pig Cafe in Ann Arbor, Michigan, back in April of 1977. Roosevelt Sykes with his take on the old Fats Waller classic. That tune is Honeysuckle Rose.
Yeah. Jealousy out with me, don't blame him, goodness knows my honeysuckle rose. All the little flowers, they droop inside every time you pass them by. Don't blame him, goodness knows my honeysuckle rose. I don't buy no sugar, all you got to do is just touch my cup. You're my sugar, making mighty nice when you stir it up. I want a little sip for me, taste a lip. Honey drips, darling, goodness, no, he's nothing but a honeysuckle rose. Bye, bye, bye. Walk that door, bye, bye. Boys and men, rose. Walk that door, bye. You're mixing mighty nice when you stir it up. I want a little sip from a tasty lip. Honey drips, darling, goodness knows my honeysuckle rose. Whoa.
from 1979. That was Loads of Sundown and Philip Walker doing Jimmy McCracklin, the composition Stepping Up in Class. Both those gentlemen had performed with, had worked with Clifton Chenier as guitarist back in 1955. They both ended up in California for quite a while. Philip Walker ended up living there, period. And I had a number of discs out over the years, passed away a couple of two or three years ago. And again, both of them originally Louisiana musicians. This track is from an album called From L.A. to L.A., from Los Angeles to Louisiana, or actually vice versa. And of course, a number of Stepping Up in Class. And before hearing Lonesome Sundown and Philip Walker, we heard music from Roosevelt Sykes. Roosevelt Sykes on piano and vocals, doing a number called Honeysuckle Rose. We're going to turn next to, by request, Guitar Gable. We just heard a couple of classic swamp blues artists. Guitar Gable was one of the earlier of the swamp blues artists. He recorded in the 50s and 60s. We're going to listen to him with King Carl on vocals, a track they recorded back at J.D. Miller Studios in Crowley in February of 1957. Guitar Gable on guitar, King Carl on vocals, also Clinton's Fats Parada on bass, and Clarence Jockey Etienne on drums. Here they are with Gable's classic, This Could Go On Forever.
This could go on forever.
One when we kiss and dance, 102 for a night romance, 103, 4 and 5 is to want to stay alive. My baby give me a hard temper too. My baby give me a hard temper too. When I see my baby coming down the street, I get a fever, get too hard to be. 103, 4, and 5. Is to want to stay alive. My baby give me a hot temper too. My baby give me a hot temper too. 97, 98, just a false alarm. My temper too is 105 when I hold her in my arm. 103, 4, and 5. Kids to want to stay alive.
The Manish Boys here on KRVS from their 2004 Delta Groove release. That Represent Man is the name of the disc. And Finest Tasby, Kirk Fletcher, Frank Goldwasser, also Leon Blue, Ronnie Weber, and June Corr with the group at the time. They've had a number of discs out since. They're sort of a California super blues group. Their version of Temperature, an old Little Walter tune. Before hearing the Manish Boys here on KRVS, we heard by request Guitar Gable and that classic 1957 recording of This Could Go On Forever, music by request here on the Blues Box. And you're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
This week on Local Produce Live, Zydeco Radio, brought to you by Acadiana Prescription Shop. Watch Local Produce Live online anytime at krvs.org.
On a one-way trip to the impossible promised land. You gave love in a heartbeat and you never gave it again.
And it's currently about 31 minutes after 9 a.m. We're going to take a look at some of the music happening around the area. Today, Sweet Cecilia will be playing for Bach Lunch, which kicks off around noon at Parc Sans Souci in downtown Lafayette. And then this evening at 6, just a block over at Parc International for Downtown Alive, Better Than Ezra, along with Wayne Toops. They're having a patty in the park, a good St. Patrick's Day celebration. Again, that's for Downtown Alive. Then also this evening, the Marty Christian Duo will be playing at the Blue Dog Cafe. Grand Nathaniel and the Ghosts, as well as the Tootses, and also the Imaginary Tricks at Artmosphere. Gino Delafoss plays Pat's Fisherman's Wharf tonight at the Green Room. The Blue Runners will be playing. And Strange Theories play the Grouse Room tonight. Spyglass and Delta Sado will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville. And tomorrow evening, Andy Smith will be playing at the Blue Dog Cafe. The Magnolites appear at Bayou Teche Brewery in Arnaville. Also tomorrow, Freeway Revival is at the Green Room. The Sideshow plays Pat's Fisherman's Wharf. The 99 Playboys with the Wasted Lives will be at Artmosphere. Ohm will be at playing Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow night at the Grouse Room tomorrow at primetime. The GTO Band will be at Sugar Mill Pond tomorrow at in Youngsville. And also tomorrow evening, Johnny Nicholas and his Hellbent Band will be playing at the Richard Sale Barn in Abbeville. On Sunday, Steve Judice plays for a brunch at Artmosphere. Anya Burgess and friends will be performing for the weekly Bal de Dimanche at Vermilionville. That starts at 1 p.m. And at Whiskey River Sunday, Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie. Every Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. This coming Monday night, Lee Allen Zeno and company will be at the Brass Room. Every Wednesday night, there's a Cajun Jam at Blue Moon Saloon. It's also open mic night at Artmosphere on Wednesday. Next Thursday, we'll kick off the spring concert series for Rhythms on the River at River Ranch. Chris Ardwan, New Step, will be performing for that. And also next Thursday and Friday night, a presentation called the David Egan Songbook, commemorating the music of David Egan and also raising money for the Dreamer Fund at the Acadiana Community Foundation. All sorts of great musicians performing for that event. Marsha Ball will be in town for that, CeCe Adcock, Roddy Romero, Sonny Landreth, Steve Riley, Michael Juan Nunez, and a number of others. Again, that's next Thursday and next Friday. It's taking place at Vermilionville, and if you're interested in that concert, you can find more information at DavidEganSongs.com. We're going to turn next to Johnny Nicholas. We mentioned he'll be playing the Richard Sale Barn tomorrow night in Abbeville. Nicholas is an interesting character. He grew up in Rhode Island, worked for Chicago in a while, ended up going out to the Bay Area to perform with the Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, also worked with Asleep at the Wheel for quite a while, and eventually moved to the hill country of Texas, just outside of Austin. Here is Johnny Nicholas from his disc Living with the Blues. That came out in 2005. Nicholas with the title track.
Rocky my pillow, cold ground my bed. As my spread, I ain't ashamed. Ain't that news? Well, I've been living with the blues. You ever been down? You know just how I feel. Feel just like some engine. Ain't got no driving wheel. I ain't ashamed. Ain't that news? Well, I've been. Thinking, baby, look what a hole I'm in. I ain't ashamed, ain't that news? I've been living with the blues. I ain't ashamed, ain't that news?
quick. Now's our chance to be alone. You're so fine, we ain't got much time. Kiss me quick. Out in the kitchen, up against the wall. Anyway, you want me, we got no time to stall. Kiss me quick. Now's our chance to be alone. You're so fine, we ain't got much time. Kiss me quick.
Buddy Guy from his disc Born to Play the Blues, a number called Kiss Me Quick. Of course, this disc came out a couple of years ago, 2015. Before hearing Buddy, we heard Johnny Nicholas from the disc Living with the Blues. He did the title track. And again, Nicholas will be at the Richard Sale Barn in Abbeville tomorrow night. That track, of course, was first done by Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry. We're going to listen to them doing another great blues piece. This one, they're going to do a cover of a tune that Bessie Smith recorded back in February of 1927, performing live in Philadelphia back in April of 62. Here's Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee during their rendition of Backwater Blues.
This number dates back way over a quarter of a century ago, but out of it, there was a great flood in the deep south. And a lot of people lost their homes. Bessie Smith made a big record, and also Lonnie Johnson. And there's a fellow they got out of that same part of the country. Mississippi John Hurt made one, too, that was called Mississippi Heavy Water Blues. But originally it was known as Backwater. And that same Backwater made old Son and me pack our things and go. We'd like to give you the Terry and McGee touch of Backwater Blues.
Well, it thundered and lightened. And the winds begin to blow. Well, it thundered and lightened, and the winds begin to blow. There were so many people didn't have no place. No place to go. Well, it rained 5 days, and the skies turned dark as night. skies turn dark at night. I just want you to know, people, trouble, trouble in the lowland at night. Backwater rising, oh yes, people made me pack my things and go. Backwater rising, oh yes, made me pack my things and go. You know my house fell down, and I can't live there no more. Well, they rode a little boat about five miles across the farm. Well, you know they rode a little boat about 5 miles across the farm. They just throwed my clothes in and rode me along. You know what I did? Well, I went and I stood up on that high old up on that high old lonesome road. Well, then I looked down on the place where I used to live, and I started moaning. And I can't live there no more. Thank you.
Ronnie McGee and Sonny Terry. McGee on guitar and vocals, Sonny on blues harp. They're one of the longest-running blues duets in history, a great Piedmont artist. They started together, they first collaborated at one of the Spirituals to Swing concerts in the late 1930s out at Carnegie Hall, and they really started getting together regularly in the early 40s. That, of course, was Backwater Blues, the old Bessie Smith song. She recorded that in February of 27. And it's a song most associated with the great flood, great Mississippi flood of 27. But it's said that she actually wrote the song about a flood that she witnessed in Nashville on Christmas Day of 26, when she saw the Cumberland River overflowing. Next year on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to some North Mississippi blues from October of 1990. Here is R.L. Burnside with a piece called Jumper on the Line.
See my jumper, Lord, hanging out on the line. See my jumper, Lord, hanging out on the line. Know about that, something on my mind.
Push me when I'm falling. You kick me when I'm down. I guess I miss my calling. I should have been a clown. How much more? How much more can I stand? You're pouring water on a drowning man. You put me on the right track, and then you let me down. You stab me in the back every time I turn around. Criticize my loving. Won't you try and understand? You're pouring water
on a drowning man. You're pouring water on a drowning man. You treat me like the fool that I am. You brag that I like everything you do. Put salt in my wounds, you said but it's true. You warm me with your kisses, then you leave me in the cold. How can I know your wishes when I've never been told? Crying mercy, baby, just try and understand. You're pouring water on a drowning man. You're pouring water on a drowning man. You're pouring water, water on a drowning man. You're pouring water, water on a drowning man. You're pouring water, water on a drowning man. How come you wanna do me like that, girl? You're pouring water, oh baby, on a drowning man. Water. Lord have mercy, you're pouring water, water on a drowning man. Ooh, Lord, you're pouring water, water on a drowning man. Let me tell you, girl, you're pouring water, water on a drowning man. Mm-hmm. You're pouring water on a drowning man.
Water on a Drowning Man, music from Hans Taysink and Terry Evans from their disc Delta Time. They were preceded here on KRVS by R.L. Burnside. We heard Burnside doing a number called Jumper on the Line. You're listening to the Blues Box on public radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We would not be here without that support. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06 with some Louis Jordan to kick off the second hour of the Blues Box for this Friday. And to take us on up to news time with NPR, Henry Butler on the piano from the disc Voodoo Men's, doing a number called L'Esprit de James.